Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
What's up? What is up? What is up? How you guys doing today? It's Friday morning. It's the best song ever with my best friends. You are my fucking best friends. Like, seriously. All that good stuff. Jake, how you doing?
Jimmy, James, John Boy. I'm all right, man. I'm right. Big week.
Big week. We're coming to you on the couch. No video today. We apologize for those that usually watch the video. We're pretty ground down. Pretty worn out. JJR's a big kink in the schedule. Do we do it at night? Do we do it in the morning? Do we do it at night? Do we do it in the morning?
Changes a lot of dynamics of a day.
It does. So we're doing it at night today, and we're also doing a little bit of an abbreviated show. Yesterday, we were rolling so much with the drunk waitress story and all that. We didn't get to the real news.
None
real news. So we have the real news queued up. We're going to skip sports because I was trying to check Tri-State. And I don't know if you checked the national, but Tri-State had nothing to offer.
And sports.
Was there a big national story?
Space Jam 2 announced.
Terrible.
July 16, 2021.
Yeah. All right. So.
Why is that terrible?
Because LeBron's in. It's probably going to be terrible.
Wow.
It's not for us. It's for little kids. So.
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't even judge it because it's not for me to be. It's not made to be judged by me, Jake.
Correct.
Space Jam 1, have you ever gone and rewatched it?
I've seen it like come on and I'll watch a scene.
The beginning scene when he's shooting basketball with his dad and I Believe I Can Fly. It's pretty good.
So do you still like the movie now?
No. I tried to rewatch
it. Oh, really?
I tried to rewatch it with friends at one point and it was like, no.
Not the Bill Murray scene?
Yeah, but that's one scene.
Bill Murray crushes
it. Yeah, it's one scene in a very long movie.
Yeah, again, for a movie not intended for us now.
Yeah. Well, there's some movies that I go back and watch. I went back and watched The Big Green, which I know you've seen.
Oh, yeah.
And have you ever watched that as an adult?
No.
Dude, it's heavy.
Okay.
Like, there's the Mexican player that's really good, Juan, moves to the small town in Texas, and he gets deported.
Right.
And, like, has to just leave the country, and they're all sad about that. Then there's the star player who's a girl.
Right.
And her mom died, so her dad's now a drunk.
Right.
Who, like, doesn't care about her at all, and she's super depressed, and it takes place in this depressing-ass small town in Texas. I watched it as an adult, and I was like, this is some heavy shit.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny because I think those were issues at the time, but they were issues that kind of got scraped over, like the alcoholic dad was kind of like a movie figure at the time.
It was a trope,
and then, like... I don't know, being deported was like, oh, that's something that happens, I guess, and now it's one of the biggest issues
in
real national news. So.
It was nuts, and then I cried at the end of The Big Green because the town was so depressed, man. Like,
they were behind this team.
They really needed this, and then the goalie's, like, imagining dragons and stuff.
Sure.
Knights kicking it at him. It's, like, worst nightmare.
Yeah. Facing your fears, man.
Dude, the town.
It's overcoming.
The town and the opening scene of The Big Green is the kid from The Sandlot and the other kids and the kid from Little Big League. They go to the middle of a field, lay down, and dump Cheetos on top of their bodies. and the birds fly over and and eat the Cheetos off their bodies. And the new teacher in town drives up. She's like, get out of here. Get out of here. It's edited terribly. It's edited like, so bad. Get out of here. Get out of here. And like, what are you doing? You're ruining our fun. And she's like, what are you talking about? She's like, there's nothing to do in this town.
Yeah, it's supposed it's setting the scene.
Yeah.
It's good.
Go watch Big
Green. It's like Cow Tipping. It's like Farley and Rob Lowe.
Is cow tipping real? It's one of those things that's a myth, but there's got to be videos on YouTube of people trying to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen any?
Yeah.
I always heard, like, it's not possible.
Oh, yeah.
Seems mean.
Oh, yeah. People are bored.
People are so bored. Imagine that. Yeah. So bored. Let's go push over a sleeping cow.
Right? People get mad at iPhones and stuff. Well, that's you want us to cover ourselves with Cheetos and have birds eat them off?
Or you want me
to just play a game on my phone?
Yeah.
I think we're both leaning phone.
Yeah. I can watch some Netflix or I can go push over a sleeping cow.
Hilarious.
I can't believe that's a thing.
Yeah. People are messed up.
Boredom is one of the biggest causes of crime.
That should be PETA's next viral tweet.
Like boredom is the biggest causes of crime?
No, stopping cow tipping.
Yeah. I've never seen cow tipping, so I'm curious to look it up.
We said no sports today.
Does the cow get hurt?
It does not get hurt, Jim. You ever been pushed over?
Can you tell them about our day a little bit while I Google cow tipping?
Our day a little bit. We went to spring training. We got a slightly later start than we've usually been getting, which we were half sad about because there's some good Yankee-on-Yankee inter-squad action today, which we saw the highlights of, and it was fun. We went to the stadium. We had a couple dogs. Bumped around. There was some cloud coverage today. The big guys took batting practice. Stanton, Judge, Sanchez. That's really cool to see. We recorded some stuff, but not a lot of stuff. But it turned out that was okay because we didn't have the memory card and the recorder. So that's pretty embarrassing. But it worked out because we didn't do anything overly impressive. We watched some BP, did some hot doggy stuff. But yeah, then we got out of there and we ran into some familiar faces. John Boy's folks were passing through Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Pops was in town for some work. Mom shot down partially to see her hubby and her baby boy. We had a nice dinner with them. And we recorded some laughs from the past, and now we're doing this. And we, if you're listening to this, we might need your support tomorrow. We're doing some guerrilla marketing for Talking Yanks. We're going in. I don't want to give everything away, but we're going deep to try to get some player content. No fake mustaches or anything, but we're literally giving it the old college try.
Yeah, it's impossible to tip a cow. There's not one video on YouTube.
And there'll you guys will see.
How about that, Jake?
Oh, you can tip a cow.
No, this is like a bunch of, is it possible to tip a cow? And they all come up empty. If it was possible to tip a cow, there would be videos on YouTube of people tipping cows.
You tip a cow.
No, it looks like it's impossible. I just watched like a science breakdown of like fulcrum and weight and all those things.
Seen a car?
It looks like it's impossible to tip a cow, which is...
Have you seen a car?
Yeah, I've seen a car.
Do you think a car could knock over a cow?
Oh, it's impossible to tip a cow with your bare hands.
I know some guys.
Yeah, I'm sure some guys could do it. General public, though? High school
kids?
You
don't think a high school football team has ever gotten together and tipped a cow over? And answer honestly.
According to this, the cow would wake up and run away. They're saying it's impossible to tip a cow.
You could say that about someone stoning a cat, and I know someone that did that at Central.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. It's a bad kid.
I'm just telling you what the internet's telling me, that there's... If it was possible to tip a cow...
Believe everything you read on the internet.
I can find...
Cool voice.
Yeah, wow, crazy. Impossible to tip a cow.
Not.
Well, you're wrong.
Don't believe that.
Want to just do the news?
You tell me, honcho.
We already did the whole big green bit.
Yeah, but saving that for a while.
I watched it again like 2 days after because I had to show people. Like, watch Big Green again.
Sure.
I almost want to put it on for you tonight.
Not watching it.
Yeah, we don't really have a TV that works. What did you want to watch tonight?
Have a TV that works, have to go to bed, like, instantly.
Yeah, Bernie. You wanted to watch Bernie.
I'm already asleep.
Do you want to talk about Bernie a little bit?
No.
Okay.
I don't think it's appropriate. The news today, oh boy, and though the news was rather sad,
well, I just had to laugh. Well, it's 6 o'clock. Time for the news.
And a Japanese speed dating event has potential matches sitting in silence while robots do the talking for them. Good job, Japan. Two baseball players with the same name, the same facial hair, the same eye paraphernalia, the same profession, pitcher, the same surgery history and timetable take a DNA test to find out if they're related. They're both named Brady Heigl or something like that. Mm. A man covered himself in peanut butter and walked around a dog park after losing a bet. A man attacked his attorney after he got slapped with a 47-year sentence. And we finally understand the real reason why grapes make plasma fireballs if you microwave them. I read the news today, oh boy. Do you remember last night when we were laying down, hanging out, and I was prepping the show, and I audibly laughed, and I said, that's a fantastic headline.
Sure.
It's the grapes one. Didn't click it, because I don't know. There's nothing that can make that story better than, we finally understand the real reason why grapes make plasma fireballs if you microwave them.
It's important.
I didn't know we were begging for an answer to this, and I didn't know that there was potential fake answers out there already floating around. Like, that was not the real reason. This is.
I didn't know any part of this.
Oh, I know part of this. Have you ever microwaved
plasma
grapes?
Fireballs? No.
I think Luke microwaved grapes when he was younger. I think my little brother. Some people go.
It's kind of the new age of cow tipping.
Some kids, I think even our age, got really into just like blowing stuff up in the microwave, like Peeps.
Sure. Marshmallows.
Marshmallows. I never did all that. Yeah. But I think Luke and his friends had a big phase. I think they did the grapes thing.
I think we were a little late on that.
Look at the byline to this headline.
Right.
And it might have implications for surgery, space travel, and national security.
It might.
Microwaving grapes.
It might.
Might help a lot of things. Might not.
Might not.
Believe it or not, who knows the reasons a scientist may have for choosing the question that will shape his life's work? It's true. Like, one scientist is like, I'm going to solve the grape thing. I dibs.
Yeah, that's another thing to me that's missing in science.
What if someone solved the grape thing before the one dude who dedicated his life? Two dudes dedicated their lives to solving the grape thing, and they're in a race.
Right.
That's fun. I call dibs on the grape thing, man.
Yeah, I don't get that. You're young. You're into science. What do you get passionate about? What angle does it lead you down? I think we got to talk to some scientists because it's kind of a whole, you know, like how many people, well, I know people like this. I was people like this that they're like, well, I'm going to get into business. I'm not really sure what I want to do with business. But I know I like business, and business is how money happens. Like, I think that's a pretty generic person that went to business school but didn't really have a goal. They were just being a college kid.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be scientists that do that same thing. Like, well, I'm kind of into science, and I do some, you know, molecular stuff, and I do, you know, this kind of science, but I don't really know what science I want to do, but I want to do science. And then, like, you know, I ended up in the world of electrical supplies distribution, which I ended up disliking.
Mm-hmm.
How many scientists out there are doing the same thing? And then it turns out, you know, you're the guy doing microwavable grapes.
Yeah. I mean, I can even relate it to when I was writing thesis papers. First week of class, they're giving out, like, topics. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it on Cleopatra in Africa.
Sure.
I'll do it on Cleopatra's influence on Africa.
Right.
And then I'm like 3 days into research, and I'm like, this fucking blows.
And then the other angle there, because, I mean, you go through that, and you're like, okay, let me get this done. Let me get my B-, let me go.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists like doing good work.
Yeah.
So, like, what if you're a scientist and you do that Cleopatra example, but you do a badass job? So they're like, oh, well, we would love you to join the Cleopatra studies, and we've got a dig going that we're doing a biopsy on her.
Actually, I was bored to tears.
And you're like, fuck.
Yeah, this is my life.
I mean, I'm going to take the job. It's the only job offer I have in science.
The only thing my resume allows me to do is the Cleopatra dig.
You wake up 30 years later and all you do is biopsies on ancient Egyptian mummies, and your high school girlfriend was Egyptian and dumped you, and you've always secretly like hated Egyptians.
But you have a mummy fetish, so that keeps you going a little bit.
You're banging the mummies. Okay.
Yeah, in your brain.
So you're happy.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I was going to read this grape article to figure it out, Jake.
Right.
But I got to this paragraph, which is like the third paragraph.
Paragraph three.
It says, the young Slepkov, that's the guy who did this.
Yeah, it is.
Had discovered the old grape in the microwave trick, in which a sliced grape erupts into a fireball of plasma, an ionized gas that is considered the fourth state of matter and is present in the large quantities in, among other places, the sun. So I clicked, I'm going to click right out of it. I stopped reading because science does nothing for me. And I'm sorry that if you listen and you're like, you're super interested in this grape thing. I couldn't, you throw plasma, ionized, matter. Matter's a big out for me.
See, I'm kind of in on matter. The other ones I was with you, matter, like I can get into that. That's the geek term for like if you know a dad or you have a dad who's doing yard work,
mm-hmm.
and it's the first time you hear him say like, hey, yeah, you know, probably go down to the dump today, drop some stuff off, and then I'm going to pick up some material for the backyard. And you go, whoa. Okay, he just said he's picking up material, but he didn't say what kind of material. And then you find out material is just code name for a bunch of little rocks.
Mm-hmm.
That's matter for outer space.
Bunch of little rocks?
Yes.
It's just stuff, right?
Yeah, just filler.
Just unnamed stuff.
It's just filler.
Wow, okay. Before we move on from microwave and fires, I think we should let people know that you and I lived in college.
Right.
In college. With a microwave that one out of every four times would turn into the most demon fire from hell.
Yeah, it would.
It would spark, and there would be a big flame inside the microwave.
If we were into weed in college, we probably would have made a short film or written a film about our possessed microwave, mm-hmm. and it was legitimately scary.
Did we ever even film it?
No, dude, because we were scared of it.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you saw that happening, you got out of the room.
Yeah, we ran away. It was like, okay, let's put this Pop-Tart in. Or maybe not Pop-Tart. Whatever we were microwaving. Probably like a bowl of pasta that was left over. Some leftover Chinese food,
leftover
maybe.
Leftover Sammy.
Yeah, put it in the microwave, and it's like, fuck. Went demon mode on me.
Bail.
But we kept riding it out there.
Save your life. Yeah. And then you'd use it the next time and it worked great.
You're like, okay, great, great. I think eventually we just switched it with the downstairs microwave. I'm positive we did that. We took our microwave and we went to Matt and Ken's downstairs apartment and we straight up switched it because we knew that Norris would be proactive enough to just like get a new microwave.
One. Yeah.
So we're like, once you get a new microwave, we'll pay you for it.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it.
Worked out. Everyone's still here. Worked out.
We were positive that Taylor, who was an alcoholic at the time and not the best human,
Right.
Doing great now, Taylor, who I know is not listening, but I feel the need to make sure that you know, I love you and all that. But we were positive he like fucked with the microwave. Like he probably like stuck a fork in the back or something.
No, because now I'm trying to relive that because it was like so scary. Did we pick that microwave off the street or something?
I don't know.
That might have been a street microwave. They were like, yo, perfectly good microwave.
Someone just put this on their curb.
And then we used it 4 times, and one out of every 4 times was possessed and scary and going to kill us and burn the house down. But
it was like when a TV show glitches. Like,
okay, so 3/4 of the time we got a decent microwave.
With fireballs.
Not bad. Yeah, fireball grapes.
What about this? The two baseball players. Have you clicked that link? I guess you don't really have the link out in front of you.
No.
They look the same, dude. Here they are. Like, not exactly the same, but red beard, and they wear the same style glasses, and they're both minor league pitchers.
Interesting.
And they both have the same exact name, Brady Siegel.
Feigl.
Brady Feigl. Their faces, if they shaved, they wouldn't look alike. But still, they both have red facial hair. The same exact first and last name. The same
eyewear.
Looks
like they got bad eyesight. They're both wearing eyewear. Yeah, it's interesting. The beard thing is huge there in the jawline. Because you're right. If the beards weren't there and one of them had glasses and the other didn't, you'd be like two different guys.
A lot of the reasons why they look alike is the things that they put on their face.
Right?
Take the glasses and the beard, they don't look alike. But still, same exact name, Brady Feigl. Same exact profession, pitchers.
Do we have an explanation on the names?
I think they're both lefties. It's a really, really rare last name, too. Really rare.
Do we have any information on the last names?
I'll get you there. Both had Tommy John at the same time.
Get me there. I'm over the other stuff.
No, there's no explanation, just an odd coincidence.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy? They took a DNA test, and all of the percentages were very similar.
Where'd they grow up?
I read this last night, and I think it's a video.
Quantity 2 Brady Feigls.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
Kind of.
Brady Feigl is a 6'4" pitcher for the single-A affiliate of the Oakland A's. Meanwhile, Brady Feigl is a 6'4", same exact height, pitcher for the Texas Rangers. Both Bradys have red hair, sport beards, and favor thick glasses. Even stranger, both of them underwent Tommy John surgery and used the same doctor. Imagine that guy was like, you're back?
Doc's the guy that figured it all out.
This doesn't say where they're from, so that's annoying.
There's a big missing piece to this story.
The Feigls shared the same amount of German ancestry, 53%. However, no shared DNA means they aren't actually related to each other. But one of them said, we're still brothers in a way. Well, no, you're not.
Yeah, sure. Trying to keep that limelight going just in case.
Yeah. I don't know where they're from. But if we do baseball reference, I can probably like pull it up.
Yeah, I hate them.
We do hate them?
Yeah.
Why? If you found another Jake Storielli, you probably wouldn't like them. You'd be pretty pissed. What gives you the right to have my name is what you'd say.
No, I'd be happy for them and I'd fade into the abyss.
There's so many Jimmy O'Briens out there that are like famous, dude.
Yeah, we're kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum here. You grew up in a world where everyone can have your name. I grew up in a world where it's not an option for anyone to have this name.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they were the family pet.
The family pet. Well, you should name your dog Jake.
There's a chance. I can see it.
You already have a dog.
I already have a dog, not named Jake.
Yeah. All right. So there's two Brady Feigls. I'm going to get where their birthplace is from. If that's at the same town, that'd be funny. University of Mississippi. Why don't they just give all the info right away?
You give yourself away.
Looks like one of them is from Mississippi and the other is from Maryland.
Okay.
Which one do you like more? Skinny face or fat face?
Skinny face.
Yeah, same. He's from Maryland. So we gravitate towards East Coasters.
Yeah, Northeast.
All right, do you want to talk about the man who attacked his attorney after he got 47 years in jail?
I think I do a little bit.
Here's the video. I'll let you watch the video. No, I'll explain it. This guy was getting his arraignment. He's got cuffs, and he's handcuffed in front of him. And the judge says, you're going to jail for 47 years. And for a couple seconds, he tries to be like, no, no, no. And then instead of fighting, he just turns and just double punches his own lawyer in the face and attacks him, was actually biting him once they went down into the scrum. Broke his nose. So that sucks for the lawyer. But there's some funny scenarios that could come about.
Yeah, there's
this.
Some dynamics here. When you mention the double punch, it's important to know he had cuffs on, so he just went.
He just swung both arms.
Double fist swing into the face, and then they hit the ground. Yeah, I mean, you've got the theories on this.
Yeah, it's either the lawyer was like, don't take the plea deal. I'm going to get you out of this. Trust me, bro. I'm Brody Van GM.
Yeah.
I can talk you out of this. Don't tell me if you did it or not, but I can get you out of this. Don't take the plea deal. Plea deal was for 5 years, Jake.
Right.
Just rat someone out 5 years. Dude was like, I'll do it, man. Nah, you're walking out scot-free. Judge goes, bang, bang, you're guilty. 47 years in jail. You got to punch the lawyer if that's the situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's more fun.
You had a better theory. I liked your theory just as much.
What was my theory?
The lawyer,
so whatever crime this guy did was to the lawyer's family.
No, that wasn't it. But that was funny too.
And the lawyer was like hiding that.
And
he told him your story. He's like, yeah, dude, we'll get you off this easy. And then, nope.
Right as it happened. Going, by the way, Joey was my brother.
That was my brother.
You fucking dick.
Boom, boom, boom.
I don't know the other theory. Yeah, like this was your best joke, and you forget it. That he was just standing there whispering to the judge, he's guilty.
Oh. Yeah. That's pretty par for the course. I think after reading it, if we're being IRL, this guy, whatever he did, he faced up to 100 years in jail.
I'm going to guess murder.
So it seems like the lawyer did a great job.
I'm going to guess murder.
He got it reduced by more than half.
Do you think?
And then he started beating up his lawyer, so the bad guy looking like a bad guy.
It'd be cool if the judge rolled with this and was just, as it was happening, just banging the gavel and was like, now it's 48.
Just keeping the years going.
Throw one more punch.
Keep biting.
Yeah, Breakfast Club. 50.
I'm kind of going the other way.
Okay.
I'm kind of like, you know how judges, how do judges still have weird power sometimes? Like, you don't hear it a lot, but twice a year you'll hear like, a judge sentenced a man to shake everyone's hand in the courtroom. And you're like, wow, man, what a move by that judge.
A judge sentenced a girl 10 years in jail because she got out of jury duty by claiming to be racist. There's something like that. Not jail, but
okay. You went another way with it.
That's a real story. Real story minus 10 years part.
Okay. Anyways, I would have liked it if like this whole skirmish happens and the judge goes, order! And like everyone freezes up. He gives the super powerful order. Like the security guards, you have to order up too. Like, I don't care if you have to let your hands go off the bad guy. Like, everyone's listening right now. He goes, that's the kind of passion for life we need to see in this community. 10 years. And everyone's like, what? The guy that just beat up his lawyer and he killed someone? But he's got good passion? And the judge is just like, yep.
You fight for your life in my court, I'll fight for yours.
Yeah.
My name's Judge Fighty Fight.
And he's like 97 years old. And everyone's like, all right, we got to get this judge out of here.
Judges don't.
What's he even saying anymore?
Judges don't change until they die. And they're like, God,
you're
damn.
In the wrong courtroom, man.
102 year old judge.
Get out of here.
You've been sentenced to death by firing squad. Oh, judge. That's not a thing anymore.
You were disbarred 35 years ago.
Judge, you got to stay up to date here.
Get out of here. Get out. So good for everyone involved. Happy story.
They need to make that should have been like a Parks and Rec character. Judge, yeah. That's just so old, but he can't lose his judgedom until he dies.
You and I talked about this today because there's a guy on council who plays an old man that recently has just cracked me up because I realized that's a real old man pretending to be this racist, sexist old man monster. That's a real old man playing
Jake,
that.
Jake and I were peeing in the urinals at the Yankee Stadium, George Steinbrenner Field today. And Jake just goes, you know what I've been fascinated with lately? I thought it was going to be something about bathrooms, urinals, peeing, people's peeing habits in bathrooms. And you just go, really old actors.
So here's what I'll say. Because like it's a pretty generic joke, right? The old person says something obtuse and it's like, well, Billy Madison. The old lady, if peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis. Oh, my God. That's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
How good is Adam Sandler?
He's good. But, like, that's, like, one line. Like, I think you could explain that to a lot of old people and be like, yo, this is going to be really funny. It's a pee my pants joke. You're old. The kids are young. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's funny. This old guy... who's not famous from a lot of other acting roles. I don't know him from anything else, the old guy in Parks and Rec. I'm sure there's maybe something that he was in before.
He was in probably like an extra in a lot of episodes of The Twilight Zone.
But he's probably in every three episodes, and whenever it comes to him, he goes deadpan and he says something about being so subtly racist or sexist. And, like, that's going to be one of his last acting roles. There's something powerful.
An interesting question about acting.
Okay.
If you're playing a racist, right?
Right.
Like, Norman Rockwell played, like, a super racist guy in Three Billboards. Or even this old guy in Parks and Rec playing just a racist guy. Is that the one acting role where you go into it and you're like, I can't improv this? Because if... you go off script and throw out your own racist remarks.
Interesting.
Then everyone's kind of like, that wasn't on the script. You made it up. Are you a racist?
I still think there's actor's leeway there.
I think back in the day, it was scary.
I think there's actor's leeway. I think it'd be scarier now because you say one wrong thing and you're
I'm picturing Jack Nicklaus and... in as Good as It Gets, he plays racist stuff, and he calls Cuban Gooding Jr. like he calls him some like things that like I don't even think he put on screen. You want that character now, and I'm assuming
right.
I'm making a comedical guess. Don't get me in trouble.
Right.
That like Jack Nicklaus improv some shit, and Cuban Gooding Jr. was like, "Damn, Jack, like." What the fuck?
I don't know. I think Jack had enough leash by then. He could kind of do anything.
Yeah, but Cuban Gooding Jr. is still like, yo, that wasn't in the script. You're just like saying really racist things now.
I think Jack was still king enough.
I'm in character.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things you have to preface it with like, yeah, if you're going to go off script, like, you know, you preface everyone else like, yeah, if he's going to go off script, like, you know, We want to see how far he could push the envelope.
I figured it out.
Yeah.
When Clint Eastwood wrote his own character in Gran Torino.
Right.
And then acted it out. I was like, what kind of weird racist fantasy is this, Clint?
Right.
Just going around just being really racist to Asian people. Calling them like rice eaters and like squinty eyes and stuff. It's right. Like, Clint, this dialogue.
No, what was insane about that was Clint Eastwood didn't even know they were filming anything.
Directing it,
yeah.
Gran Torino is a bad movie. I liked it the first time I watched it. Went back and watched it. I was like, this sucks.
Really?
They're all acting is everyone's acting is terrible.
Yeah,
including Clint's.
I'm not into acting.
You're an actor.
An actor.
Japanese speed dating event has potential matches sitting in silence while robots do the talking to them. You interested in this at all?
It's a classic yes, but no.
Do you want me to click the link? And
like,
get more
do
info?
I wish I was there? Absolutely. Am I gonna like the end result from the article? No.
Do you want me to click the link or no?
No.
Okay, I don't either. And that's all we got. Man covers himself in peanut butter and walks around the park after losing a bet. Brings us nicely into...
Bet of the day. It's the bet of the day. Bet of the day. Bet of the day.
Okay, it's the bet of the day, and Jackie made another mistake. Three losses in a row for the loser from Loserville. Jake,
What'd you do on the last bet?
You know what? I put so much little thought into it that I can't even remember. Do you know?
You lost.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, Dion Waiters.
Wait, I lost because I agreed with you?
Dion Waiters hit a 30-footer to cover the spread there. So it hurts.
That's a big fish.
That hurts. Kind of takes a little wind out of your sail, but yeah, it's okay. That's how it goes. I officially feel cold, but it's the first time in 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks.
You didn't feel cold yesterday?
Oh no.
Okay.
I wasn't a real person.
Yes, that was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, today's one made it cold.
Okay.
Wasn't a real person. Today made it cold. So you just got to get a winner, you know? Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Hey, did you hear the guy at the concession stands today say easy peasy lemon cheesy?
I almost swung on that, dude. What the hell was that?
I wanted to call him out, and then I was like, that's so not worth it to talk to this guy anymore.
Yeah, he had already pushed his talking limits.
Did you
with
see
us,
him check my $50 bill?
Yeah.
I almost punched him for that, too.
The
most
sucked, huh?
The most obnoxious checking of a bill I've ever had someone do.
Yeah.
And then we moved over to Melissa, and she gave us free drinks. She was way better. Cops.
I'm close to the reverse bet.
Wow, that's Jimmy, drastic. Where, it's only three.
Where do I go to stop a losing streak?
The Big Ten. But
Big Ten basketball, baby.
Okay.
We're there.
Now, your record on Fridays used to be really good, but then you lost last Friday.
Jim, and I've got to totally mix everything up.
Okay, you're going to go for an over-under.
Over-under. It's 146 and a half.
And a half.
146 and a half.
I'm working on my figure.
So we're talking about 73 points a team.
Over. Hammer it.
Indiana.
Who's home?
Iowa's home. Indiana's last three games, Jimmy.
Indiana doesn't score points.
52, 63, 46.
who'd they put 46 up against?
Purdue. That was Indiana at home.
Purdue, more like per don't let per Indiana don't score.
It's almost like a per don't thing. Iowa. 65, 71, and then they put up an 80-burger against Northwestern. Both teams are coming off tough losses. They both lost at the buzzer. There's a couple different ways you can go with it.
Where's it? It's in Iowa? What's the weather in Iowa?
It's in Iowa. They're playing indoors. And I think, you know what? I don't need to reverse bet yet. I'm not that cold. I'm just cold enough I need to go slow and steady. Big 12 basketball and an under. Under 146 and a half to end the losing streak. And Jim, I think there's something that you're missing here that I have to remind you. But I'm currently 1-3 this week, I believe.
You are
3-game losing streak.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah,
now.
You're 1-3. So if you lose this, you have to do a whole show in an accent.
Half a show.
Well, that wasn't the original bet, but if you want to change it.
That was the original bet.
No, it wasn't. I got half a show because I hedged my bet, and you did full show.
And then we both said half.
You can do half if you want, because
yeah,
no
half.
One liked when I did high pitch.
Right.
I'm torn between our new hillbilly accent we just discovered that you do.
Right.
Or a poor, lost
well,
orphan boy.
Well, you can
boy.
Decide that when you decide what you're doing on the bet, because it sounds like you're going against me because you want the bet to hit.
I have to.
Oh, okay.
My hands are tied. Well, I have to.
Enjoy the losing bet.
But here's my deal.
And you don't even need to think about it.
I wanted to give some accents to the listeners so they can chime in and see what they
sure.
wanted. Poor little orphan boy from 1903 Britain.
Okay.
That's one of them. hillbilly.
You guys can talk about it when it's time to talk about it. You don't have to do this on my time.
Well, once you lose, next episode, we got to do it.
Yeah. Well, the game happens, and there will be 2 days in between.
But no podcast. Iowa and Indiana played a couple weeks ago.
Are you on Twitter? Can the people find you on Twitter?
Some people don't have Twitter to listen to the show.
Yeah.
Quit being a bah humbug.
They have email?
I don't know. Don't email me about it. Iowa versus Indiana played 2 days ago. No, like 2 weeks ago. And it was 77-72, which would have hit the over. So that is why I am choosing the over, which means...
Jakey, about to make a big mistakey.
Fourth mistakey of the week.
Not happening, though. Don't even need to talk about accents. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate ya. See you later. Thanks for listening. Oh, wow. Wrong song. Just the absolute wrong song.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.